You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. United States Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant Joseph Felix soon will face a general court-martial at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The former drill instructor is facing charges including hazing and maltreatment, violations of military discipline, and drunk and disorderly conduct. He's being tried for his alleged involvement in the March 2016 death of recruit Raheel Siddiqui. Raheel was 20 from Taylor, a Muslim-American recruit whose parents had immigrated from Pakistan to the United States. After just 11 days of boot camp on Paris Island, Raheel Siddiqui died after a three-story fall in his barracks. A Marine report concluded Raheel Siddiqui committed suicide. I recently sat down with his father, Masood, his mother, Ghazala, sister, Sidra, and the family's attorney, Shiraz Khan. They vehemently disagree with the ruling of suicide. First, we talked about Raheel and his decision to enlist in the Marines, a decision that stunned his family.
He loved this country. He born this country. I told him, son, why are you going over there? Why you join Marine? You already smart. You do what you want. You got job here. He said, Mom, I know. This is why I want to serve this country.
I thought Marines is the U.S. government. And when he will go for the training, everything, I expect that everything should be fine. And they will treat fairly, but it wasn't.
Raheel told his parents that joining the Marines was his golden chance to serve his country and then join the FBI. He quit his engineering courses at U of M Dearborn, signed up for the Marines' delayed entry program, and spent the next 6 months working out hard and watching basic training videos. Raheel's sister, Sidra.
It didn't seem like he was nervous. He knew that they had vigorous training over there. Those 6 months, he had a lot of improvement, and he was happy about that, and he was confident that he'll be able to do training.
And he said, Mom, don't worry. The people very nice. I did 6 months training here. Nothing happened here. Same thing over there. It's hard, more hard, but it's okay. I am a strong boy. You trust me? I say, yes, I trust you.
Even if you say training is hard, there is the procedure for the training. It does not mean that someone go for the training and just within 5-6 days of training, someone gonna die.
Raheel Siddiqui arrived on Paris Island for basic training on March 7th, 2016. Within 4 days, he was assigned to Platoon 3042, Kilo Company of the 3rd Recruit Training Battalion. It's known as the Thumping Third, with a long tradition of extra tough drill instructors and past incidents of hazing. His drill instructor, Sergeant Joseph Felix. Felix was already under investigation for allegedly being drunk and ordering another Muslim recruit into an industrial dryer, turning it on, and then demanding to know if the recruit was a terrorist, a spy, whether he was still a Muslim. Back to Raheel. The Marine Investigative Report indicates his few days with Kilo Company were troubled. It says after just 24 hours with his platoon, he threatened to kill himself, telling military police he'd been screamed at and hit by the drill instructors. Later, though, he retracted his threat. He offered what the Marine Report calls a voluntary statement, saying, quote, "This recruit thought threatening to kill himself was the only way to quit. This recruit is 110% motivated to return to training." Attorney Shiraz Khan.
He wrote a letter in his own handwriting, which I have, which states clearly that I only said that to get out of the situation that I was in.
Yes.
I did not mean it, and my parents can attest to it that I have never had any medical, any physical or emotional or mental problems. He recants that statement in writing to let everybody, almost as if he knew what was going to happen to him. Because the abuse was at such a level that you're talking about a 20-year-old kid that's never experienced that kind of abuse. If you're in a situation where you're being physically abused, are you not going to say what others have said to get out of the military? Of course you are. You're going to save your life. So why is he being blamed for doing the exact same thing?
The mental health unit found no evidence of any disqualifying mental health condition, and Raheel was sent back to his platoon. His family and their lawyer pieced together just what happened mere days later, the morning of March 18th. Shiraz Khan says Raheel awoke with a swollen, painful throat and attempted to ask for medical treatment.
at this point, he's so afraid of the punishment that he takes the time to write a note to give to the DI saying, I cannot speak. So when you're going to ask me to yell, I'm not going to be able to do that. Having had that note at that point, when he's asking for medical attention, he should have been given that medical attention.
And what happened instead?
Instead, what happens is the DI proceeds to abuse him further.
And this is Sergeant Felix.
I believe so. Slaps him so hard that the sound is heard throughout the squad bay. Now, I don't know if you have any, idea how big a squad bay is, but it is a huge area. Everybody hears a slap. That's how hard he hit him. If that's not assault, I don't know what is. That is not training.
A Marine Corps investigation found Sergeant Felix forced Raheel to run getbacks, racing from one end of the bay to the other. The recruit fell to the floor, crying, holding his throat. Felix then reportedly slapped Raheel Siddiqui several times across the face, hard. A heavily redacted Marine report says the young recruit then sprinted towards an open door of the third floor bay and went over the steel guardrails, falling onto the concrete steps below, a nearly 40-foot fall. It took 3 hours to get Raheel to the Medical University of South Carolina at Charleston. At 10:06 a.m., he was pronounced dead. His sister says the family knew nothing until around 7 that evening.
Two Marine officers came at our door, and it was just me and my mom at home. My dad was at work. So we thought, I wasn't sure what I was thinking, but my mom thought that they probably came to give some good news about my brother. And I had no idea in my mind that they would come to say that he passed away. So they came inside for a few minutes. They were asking if all the family members were here, and we said that my dad was at work. So one of the Marine officers, they stepped outside, made a quick phone call, and then he came back. I overheard him saying that the dad's not home right now. Should I still say it? And I was like, what are they talking about? And so the guy came back in, and he said, ma'am, your son passed away, and then things just got chaotic.
He said, I have bad news, your son is passed away.
Yeah.
I said, what? I shocked? I said, no, you're wrong, something is wrong thing, no. Then I called Sidra, I said, call dad, call my brother-in-law, my friend, my neighbor, one friend, is she come right away, and then I pass away. Then
ambulance, passed out.
They passed out, and then the officer called ambulance, and then I wake up, I see I'm in hospital.
Ghazala Siddiqui has no answer for a mother's anguish question.
And they say, morning he fell down, morning, okay. Morning, so why they not inform me, parents, right away? His serious condition, his broke stroma is damaged, he die or life is condition. So why they not inform right away, parents? Right away, I'm going over there, urgent flight, take care, I'm go, I see my son is alive. Why they come night time? All day gone, then he come after die?
The coroner ruled Raheel's death a suicide, and the Marine report agrees. The family and their attorney flatly reject that conclusion.
There was an urgency to label this a suicide almost instantaneously. What's happening now is this. The stories are being switched. When you ask who said and what evidence do you have to support that he took his own life, right? What they're saying is, we didn't say it. This person said it. What they're trying to do and what has been a conscious effort from the beginning of this case was to shape Raheel to look like a weak young man who just wasn't ready for it and couldn't cut it and was so depressed in these 7 days that he jumped to his death. And that is not the case. That's the furthest thing from the truth. The truth is, he prepared for it. He planned for it. He got his mind ready, his body ready. He got everything ready to join the Marines.
He passed all tests.
Attorney Khan notes the drill instructor had reportedly called Raheel a terrorist during the brief days of training before his death.
I think, unfortunately, due to the change of the climate and in this country and what's happening, he was a target before he even left here. Okay. When he went there and he immediately gets centered out, he's being called a terrorist. I mean, if you were to call me a terrorist, I would have words for you for sure. So now he's in a situation where he's being centered out for his beliefs. I mean, we're talking about the U.S. Marine Corps, where It doesn't matter what your faith is. As long as you're American, you're American. But that wasn't the case there.
I'm sure why they call terrorists. He go from here, United States. He born here. Why not this America, USA, allow for terrorists live here? Why they, how is thinking? He not come other city, other country. He going from Michigan.
And it's so sad that his beliefs were a factor in causing his death. In 2017, it's horrific.
He never give me hard time or disobeyed me. And why he do suicide? He knows suicide is, as a Muslim, no good thing.
But that claim was made. Now let's look at the effect that claim has had on this family. In their faith, suicide is one of the greatest sins. By saying that this young, patriotic, bright young man took his own life, what you've done is, not only have you smeared his name, you've smeared their name.
Shiraz Khan questions the heavily redacted Marine report into the death of Raheel Siddiqui.
I'd say it's redacted beyond belief. And in fact, originally when it came out, the last 40 pages that reveal the opinion and the findings were very clear. A few weeks after that, it was posted again with the last 40 pages completely blacked out.
So have you seen the 40 pages prior to the redaction?
I have. His death was not caused by any misconduct of his own. That's what I can say. And what we believe is there were intentional and deliberate acts that directly caused the death of this young man. The evidence points to it. And the reports, the findings will all support that. It's the story is being centered around Sergeant Felix. But this was a complete failure of the administration at Parris Island. I think if they were all more responsible for what they're supposed to do, this would not have happened. I mean, we're not talking about the structure at a company. We're talking about the structure at Parris Island. I mean, they're supposed to make our Marines. They're supposed to keep them safe. And if the structure is so broken over there, then what can we trust?
This way, my heart is broke. Nobody give back my son. I realize now why I trust the people, why I give permission my son. I trust my son trust. They broke my trust. See how I lie. I lost everything. I don't feel good. I don't feel eating. I don't feel drinking. I don't feel how I take care of my kid, this daughter. How I live now, this country. How I live. How I trust now. Now I don't meet anybody because my heart is broke. I don't trust now anybody.
And I've said before, time and time again, this is not just a Muslim issue. This is an American issue. I mean, we're fighting here to make sure that other Americans are safe, that their children are protected. These recruits are supposed to defend our country. We're supposed to take care of them. We're supposed to give them respect and honor. Have you seen that in this case? Because I haven't.
What's the purpose of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights if you're not going to apply what you actually said for America? Like, all these people that get treated badly, they deserve justice too. Like, it's not just my brother, there's other kids too. What's the purpose of all this then, if you're not going to help the country? These people that did this to my brother and did this kind of stuff to other kids, they don't deserve that uniform. And no one's going to look up to the military now. The military is supposed to stand for America, and unfortunately, we don't look at them that way anymore. We have to stand up for ourselves. No one's going to stand up for us.
Because the thing is, if you don't stop, and it's going to be continue other people that way. And same people is still working.
Yes, it can this
be
why I'm fighting.
If you don't
and
stop.
And this why
now.
God want, choose my son. Because he wanted no more like this happen. And I'm same thing. I'm nothing say black, white. I'm nothing say different thing. Kids is kids. They all human. I'm nothing say American or Pakistani or Muslim or غير Muslim or Christian. All mother is same mother, all kids same kids, all parents same parents.
Sergeant Joseph Felix is one of six Marines facing courts-martial in connection with Raheel Siddiqui's death. Attorney Khan says he has already begun the first steps of taking this case further. We reached out to the United States Marine Corps. A spokesperson said they will have a response that we will be able to share with you on tomorrow's show.